This is from JD. JD says, hey, freaks, I listen to you guys every morning. I love the show, and I have a crazy thing to add to your confession segment. I'm 32 years old, I'm married, and I've crossed over to the men who sit versus standing to go pee. Me and my guys have always joked on this idea. We saw somebody at the gym and made real bad jokes about it, but I've now realized that I don't wake up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom anymore, and that was a big buzzkill to any time I was trying to get some rest. Somebody said that the pressure of sitting actually does a service and empties your bladder better than when you stand. All I know is there's nothing worse than waking up with only an hour left before your alarm goes off and you can't get back to sleep. It messes up the whole night's sleep. So if our work bathroom cleanliness was a better situation, I'd do it there too. But because I don't, I go more frequently at work than I do at home because I'm comfortable to sit. I know you guys are always giving people advice, but I figured I'd let you know about this new revelation because it's changed my sleep game and it probably can change yours. It's not as bad as people build it up to be. So call me enlightened. Love the show again. Signed, JD.
Well, I guess this is a thing, right?
Some guys just sit down. JD say you squeeze the toothpaste out better if you sit it.
If it works, then it's not a bad thing, right?
I mean, what do they say? What do they always say? Like, the end justifies the means?
Yeah. He's...
So it might not be traditional. I mean, but we spent a whole morning talking about traditions and stuff with Dwayne Wade not having a traditional situation with his child and him embracing it. Why not embrace something if it's going to make you...
I mean, his bathroom's probably a lot cleaner. Because there's no splashback.
Yeah, y'all be dribbling.
Okay, so. Why has it got to be y'all?
It's gross.
Okay, all I'm saying is that if this is a thing.
No, it's a thing for him, but I don't think it's like a thing.
You've never sat down.
I mean, no.
Just because of your face, right there, that's the stigma. Because the face that you make when she asked you that was very judgy
right.
And very, I'm a man.
Yeah.
But these definitions of gender got to be put aside. That's what we all are learning.
Huh?
You can sit down in the middle of the night and it's okay, is what he say.
No.
Yeah.
I pee standing up.
But that's, what about in the middle of the night? It's like 2 in the morning.
I don't deviate from my thing.
I'm not saying what you do, but I'm saying if JD is saying that you empty your bladder better if you sit, think about it. You're probably cutting your bathroom visits down. That's what he's saying.
Well, JD had a problem. JD was waking up in the middle of the night all the time and having to go. So he found a solution to his problem. Me personally, I don't have that problem. So I'm not going to change it up.
As you get older, I hear that that's a problem.
I'm just saying. He said that him and his boys clown
that's
people.
What, and that's what they get. That's what they get for clowning.
Now he got a
pee-pee problem. It's called karma, JD.
Okay, first of all, somebody said, heck, I sit and stand. No biggie. Next thing you know, we're going to say to guys that they need to wipe themselves, too.
Yeah.
Actually, I didn't know that's a thing.
Do you guys wipe yourselves?
You're supposed to.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because it does on it, right?
What?
That's why you shake it.
Right.
Yeah, you shake it. You're good.
No,
yeah,
there's still stuff
you
there.
I mean, if you really want to be 100, if we really going to be educational, you're supposed to dab.
No.
A little dab.
You don't even have toilet paper next to you.
Yeah, you do.
At a urinal? No, you don't.
Oh no.
Well, I mean, when you're in a toilet,
he means at home.
You shake, but I'm saying it's very kind to dab because, it's kind to the person who you with as a partner.
Hi.
Because, you know, like they end up with
the receiver.
Spunk. They end up with the spunky spunk in their face because you ain't dab. You just shook it off, you know. Let it air dry. Now they got to, you know, because it's right here.
There's remnants.
It's right here. It's like if you hold it right here, it's not pleasant for them. So if you dab, it's not going because they'd be like, did you dab? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
that's never happened.
It's a gift. It's a gift.
When
this
you
is
ask if you,
for you.
If you dabbed beforehand, I think they're thinking about something else.
Right,
if you
but this is a dab. It's a thing. I mean, it's not a thing that you teach people, but you really should.
Yeah, I always thought that guys adequate. Did that. Just because women do it, obviously. Yeah. But I don't know.
Hell yeah, we dab. See? I'm telling you, dude, I'm putting you up on game.
I've never heard
Dabbing's
of this.
Dirty.
Yes.
Wait, what? No.
Yes.
What are you talking about?
You got the dirty D.
You got the funky
stuff. No, y'all stop that immediately.
I dab it because it gets on your pants and things.
No, you shake it off. There's none left.
Listen, Taylor. You don't shake it off.
What are you talking
you
about?
You shake excess, but you dab to get all of the extra condensation.
Since when?
Since beginning. You see people.
No.
Somebody just said in the 9-4-1, okay. I wipe the blank with toilet paper every time I go use the restroom.
So if you're going into a urinal where there's no toilet paper, how are you dabbing? Are you just walking out with your willy
use
to go?
Use the stall.
Listen,
no.
I'm not coming up with all this stuff.
I'm saying
you go in the bathroom stall, in the
I've
toilet stall.
Yeah.
Why? I mean, listen, you're not from here.
Yeah.
We tell you these things because we want you to win, Dobby.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.